The UN High Commissioner for Refugees said today the Sri Lankan government should do all it can to lay the groundwork for people to return to their homes in the region where the Tamil Tiger rebels had been battling to establish an independent Tamil homeland. Sri Lanka's government this week relaxed its restrictions on humanitarian aid and allowed aid vehicles into the camps, but international aid groups said today other limitations remain in place. The spokesperson for the International Committee for the Red Cross, Simon Shorno, says many families remain separated among different camps.
We have been given access to all the camps. It's been a negotiation to get there, and the rules on the ground change often, and it has to be renegotiated as we go along. But for the moment, we do have access to all the camps. One thing is, you know, right now people are really cut off from their families. The people who've been displaced, they were displaced for months, weeks. They're exhausted, and they've cut off all their links with their families. And right now, there needs to be an effort on the part of the authorities to make sure that those people can reconnect with their families. And the ICRC and its Red Cross partner in Sri Lanka, the Sri Lankan Red Cross, have the capacity to reestablish those family links through various means, Red Cross messages, telephone calls, etc. And we are at the disposal at this point of the authorities to do this work, which is necessary for those people who, let's not forget, live in anguish and completely cut off from the outside.